This is Passport to Texas. We don't have much in the way of native trout in Texas.
The only native trout that we're aware of are maybe some Rio Grande cutthroat trout that were in the McKittrick Canyon area of the Guadalupe Mountains. Other than that, there are no native trout we know of in Texas.
Which is why, says Steve Magnilia, Parks and Wildlife stocks lakes and neighborhood ponds with rainbow trout every winter.
The winter trout program is to provide anglers with a different species to fish for during the winter months when our warm water fish, like largemouth bass and other species, aren't readily biting.
Magnilia, an inland fisheries biologist, says because trout won't survive in water warmer than 75 degrees, the rainbows anglers don't reel in during winter perish as the water heats up, unless they're in the Guadalupe near Canyon Dam.
Because it's a cold water discharge from Canyon Lake, the water stays cold enough during the summer to sustain trout all year round.
So if they've habituated, does that mean they've become a self-sustaining population as well?
We don't have really any evidence that the fish spawn and reproduce in the river, but we do know that they carry over from one winter to the next.
Find trout stocking locations on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series, as well as conservation programs in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.